views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to another sunny day in Seattle, although I have to say that I really appreciated the big rain that we had last Wednesday. It was kind of a nice break from the monotony of sunshine. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week, I share a tool that can help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life, and then we open up the phone lines for your calls. So this is your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck. And we also give away lots of free coaching sessions during the show, and so be sure to stay listening for your chance to win a free session with me. So first, we're going to start with our healing meditation, as we do each week at this time. And today, again, I'm just going to leave it open to whatever calls to you to be healed during this time. It can be a situation in your life. It can be a situation in the world. It can be physical pain. It can be emotional pain. It can be a group of people. Whatever is calling to you right now to help heal, you can focus on that during this time and just open your heart and let the love and healing flow from you. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you for participating in that. By joining together our energy, we really can make a big difference in the world. And that is why I do that healing meditation every week at the beginning of the show. So we are going to be taking calls later in the show after I did a light bulb moment. So if you have a situation or a problem you need some help with, you can start calling in now, and Benny will just take your information and leave you on hold until we're ready for the call. So if you want some on-air coaching, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Well, if you were listening to the show last week, you may have noticed that it was an encore presentation, meaning a repeat of a show that I had done before. And the reason for that was that I moved about 10 days ago. And last year, you heard me talking a lot about getting ready to move. Last year at this time, a little bit earlier in the summer, I was putting my house up for sale and selling it and deciding where I was going to live and moving and all that good stuff. And I actually talked about it quite a bit on the show. And this year, I really didn't talk about it, I think, at all. I don't think I ever mentioned it at all that I was moving again. And the reason for that was that I felt like it was not a big deal. I mean, last year I had this whole progression of getting my house ready to put on the market, and part of that was getting rid of a bunch of stuff, then going through the process of selling the house, and then bringing back some stuff that I put in a pod once the house was sold, and figuring out what to do with that stuff, and figuring out where I was going to move, and just all, it was a lot. It was really a lot. And so in comparison, this year seemed like it wasn't that big of a deal. But the reality is that I ended up really feeling stressed out. And so that's what our light bulb moment is going to be about this week, is that whenever we make a change, it can be stressful for us, whether we're consciously feeling like it's something that is going to create stress in our lives, and even if it's something we want to do, because I wanted to make this move and I was really excited about it. And still, I ended up suffering from some stress around it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how that showed up for me, why that happened, and what we can do about it. So basically, you know, I moved last year. I had a one-year lease. You've heard me talk about living downtown and the pros and cons of that, even though it had been something that I had really wanted to do for most of my adult life. In the end, it turned out, yeah, that wasn't really where I wanted to stay, and that was fine. I was glad I did it. I was glad I had the experience, and it was time to do something different. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, because I had been through so much stress with everything the year before, there was so much more involved in moving last year, I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Now, there was one thing that I was conscious was creating stress leading up to the move this year, and that was where I lived downtown, they were building a new high-rise across the alley from my building, and a few weeks before my move was scheduled, they had closed off the alley in order to do some work with the new building. And in addition to that, they had moved the dumpsters that were in the alley into the load-unload zone for my building. So I'm going, okay, where is my moving truck going to go? Last year it went in the alley. Well, now the alley's blocked off. And in addition to that, the load-unload zone is also blocked off. And so I went through some gyrations around trying to figure that out, and I actually did a pretty good job of getting to a place of going, you know what, I did the things I could do, and I'll do, you know, it didn't get resolved. It wasn't like I had an answer. And so I figured, you know, I'll just deal with it when the movers show up, which I did. Dealt with it. They did end up getting a parking ticket. But in the grand scheme of things, it was not that big of a deal. But then what happened for me was once I got moved, so this was on Thursday, 10 days ago, by the end of that day, I had a migraine. And I woke up the next morning with a migraine. And I still had stuff I had to do because I had cleaners coming to the old place, so I couldn't just chill out and relax. But part of what signaled to me, what the signal was for me that I had a migraine was like, oh, why is this going on? And in conjunction with that, I started feeling really down, kind of, I mean, I would almost say depressed. I mean, clinically, you don't call it depression until it's gone on for 6 weeks or something, but those feelings that you feel when you're depressed. And so it led me to a place of going, oh, what's going on here? Because I wasn't unhappy with the choice to move. I really was happy with it, and I was happy with how the move had turned out, and there wasn't really anything to be feeling stressed or unhappy about. And yet, that was how I felt. And so what that did for me was it made me have to say, okay, reminded me, I guess, that what happens is that we, even when we have a good move, or rather a good change, that it is stressful for us. And the reason for that is that, you know, we're moving into something new, and we have to make adjustments physically and emotionally and mentally. Plus, there is a piece of it where in order to change, to do something new, we have to let go of the old thing. And lots of times there's kind of a grief that is involved in that, that is not because we want to still be in that old place, but because it has been, you know, it's just the letting go process. Lots of times when we have to let go of something, we grieve it. And it doesn't mean we want to hold on to it. It just means that that's part of the process of letting go of it. And, you know, where I really recognized that this was all kind of rolled up in that Thursday-Friday time frame for me was when I was at my old apartment on Friday, the day after I moved, with the cleaners. I was done. Everything was moved out. The apartment was cleaned. I could have just turned my keys in that day, and I wasn't ready to do that. And I actually waited almost another week before I went back, because I didn't have to be out of there until the 28th, which is today. But I waited almost another week before I went back. And so that really clued in for me also, I'm struggling a little bit with letting go of this, even though I really was ready to go. So those are some of the reasons that we might feel stressed even when we have a good change. We have to adjust, we have to adapt, and it's something new and unknown. And there is sometimes some fear there, even though it's something we want. And sometimes we have a hard time letting go of the old thing, or we have to grieve the old thing before we can really move forward. So what helped me was, first of all, just acknowledging that I was feeling stressed and acknowledging that, you know, my body was reacting by having a headache and my emotional life was reacting by feeling sad or depressed, and just acknowledge that and go, oh, okay, this is normal for this situation. So I shouldn't feel any differently. This is how I should feel right now. Another thing that helped me was getting back into my daily practices of meditation, grounding myself, and walking. And all the time I lived downtown, I really had gotten out of my routine of walking. Where I live now, it's very easy to go out and walk, and that really has helped me. And also, cutting myself some slack in how quickly I needed to be done adapting. So for me, what that looked like was I didn't have to have all my boxes unpacked the next day. And in fact, here we are 10 days later, and I still have 4 that are partially unpacked, not completely unpacked. And just saying, you know, I will do this in the time frame I need to, and it's fine. I don't need to do it right now. And another thing that helped me was I decided to do an encore presentation of the show last week instead of having to, you know, gather my thoughts together and figure out what I wanted to do for the show and prepare it and then present it when I was in that place of really transition. And so, again, kind of cutting myself some slack and saying, hey, you know, I don't have to be all things to all people every moment. And allowing myself to hold on to the keys to that old apartment for a few days and not feel like, oh, I have to be done with this right now. And finally, the thing that helped me was asking for help from friends and some of the practitioners that I work with, you know, just talking about how I was feeling and getting validation and support for that. So if you or when you are going through a change in your life that is something that you really want, and that can be something like, you know, going back to school, changing jobs, getting a promotion, having a baby, getting married. These are all really positive things in our lives, and they rate really high on the stress scale, that what creates stress for us. So here's what you can do. You can, first of all, notice that you're feeling stressed. And some of the symptoms of this might be anxiety, not sleeping well, depression, irritability, just feeling emotional or teary. And allow yourself to grieve for the situation that you're leaving behind. So if you're having a baby, allow yourself to grieve for being childless and the freedom that comes with that. Allow yourself to grieve for your single life if you're getting married. And it's okay. It doesn't mean you still want that, but grieve it. And do the things that relieve stress for you personally. Some of those are exercise, meditation, and having some fun. And cut yourself some slack and ask for support. So we're going to take a quick break right now. I kind of wrap that up quickly, but we can revisit it if we want to. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. Today we're talking about change, good change, positive change, things we want in our lives that we're changing, and how it creates stress and what to do about that. And we'll talk some more about that as we go along here, but I do want to let you know the lines are open for callers. So if you need some help with something that's going on in your life, you can call in at 800-930-2819, and it might be related to a change in your life, or it could be about just a situation in your life that you need some help with. And a lot of my focus really is around discovering what your life purpose is and then using that to help you in your life with your life situation. So again, if you want some help with a problem you have, 800-930-2819. And I want to just go back for a minute and revisit kind of the last piece of the light bulb moment, that when change, when you're going through a positive change and you're experiencing stress, briefly, just I'm going to lay them out briefly. Here are the steps. First of all, notice that you're feeling stressed. Secondly, allow yourself to grieve for the situation that you've left behind. That's normal. Thirdly, do the things that relieve stress for you personally. And some common ones are things like exercise and meditation, and then just having some fun to take your mind off of things. Fourth, cut yourself some slack. Lots of time our stress is compounded by thinking we should just get over it and not feel stressed. So let yourself feel stressed. And lastly, ask for support from your friends, from your family, from practitioners that you work with that can support you in that way. So those are ways to work through having going through some stress when you're having a positive change. And once more, I just want to remind you that the lines are open for callers at 800-930-2819. So if you have a change you're making in your life, or maybe a change you're considering and you're feeling anxious about, that might be a good thing to call in about, 800-930-2819. Benny, do we have any callers or lines still open?
Lines are still open, so feel free to give us a jingle.
All right. Well, since we're waiting on callers, and I would certainly love to have people call in, but I've had a lot go on in my life in the last couple of weeks, and so I have other things I would love to share with you as well. One of the things that in the course of this move came up for me that was, it was partially a reminder of things I already knew, but it was also a new situation for me in a certain way as well. And what kind of the theme of that was is about energy has a life of its own. You know, everything in this world, in our existence, really is energy. That's what it all boils down to. We're energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our emotions are energy. Everything around us is energy. And so I've had some experiences related to the move that were reminding me of that and really having it show up for me in a different way. But just kind of to set the stage for you, I wanted to share with you, and I've talked about this on the show before, that I'm what's considered a highly sensitive person, an HSP. And that means that I am maybe more sensitive to the energy of others and the energy around me than the average person is. And this is something that I discovered about myself or really named for myself a couple of years ago. And at that time, I realized that I don't really have very good boundaries for the energy of others. And it's something I've been working on since then with the help of a couple of the practitioners that I work with around helping me to better be able to distinguish what is mine and what is somebody else's. And better, but I still stumble with that to a certain degree. And working with these practitioners, and I've talked about them on the show before, I have my energy healer, Wendy, that I work with, and my body talk person who does other kinds of energy work, also Pavitra. And lots of times what work I'm doing with each of them really dovetails. The things that come up are very related. And working with them has really raised my consciousness around that I need to really get better at setting these boundaries and really enforcing them. And with this move, I've been in a lot more social situations because I've moved to an area where I have some friends. And that's also reminding me of the difficulty that I have spending time with groups of people because of that issue. So that's something that I'm working on, and it comes into play with this piece that's really directly related to the move. And so Wendy is the energy healer that I work with, and the last time that I saw her, she suggested to me that when we get together next time that she come to my new apartment and do a house healing. And so she and some of her students came on Friday, and you know, I had never done this before. I had somebody do feng shui at my house several years ago, but I've never done the house healing piece before. And, you know, this is the piece about everything being energy that I had never thought about that is really new for me. And I'd never thought about the fact that energy from previous tenants gets left behind in the physical space. And I guess that if I thought about it, I'd know that, because that's kind of what ghosts are or hauntings are, is energy from previous people that gets left behind. And because I am sensitive to other people's energy, and I don't always know what's mine and what is theirs, you know, in this new space, it was really affecting me. I was having a lot of trouble sleeping. And I also think it was part of the emotional thing I was going through, where I said I was feeling depressed. And so Wendy and her students came and really did a lot with shifting energy in the space. She gave me some techniques that helped me set that boundary and kind of protect myself from energy that doesn't belong to me. And she and her students also did work with releasing and dispersing the energy that isn't mine, that doesn't belong here in this space anymore. And at this point, it's probably 90% cleared. That's the number she gave me. And definitely I feel the difference. But the reason I was sharing it today is because it was just kind of a, to me. Oh, I hadn't thought about that there would be energy left over in this space that didn't belong to me. And so I was really grateful that she felt called to come and do the healing, which is why, you know, why she ended up here, was because it really needed it. And it's something for you to also think about. Is there energy in your space that doesn't belong to you that's affecting you, so that you can either set boundaries around it or find ways to disperse it so that it doesn't affect you anymore? So that was my experience with, it's not really ghosts or hauntings, but with energy, foreign energy in my space that was affecting me. So we're going to go ahead and take another break, and I do want to invite you to call in if you have some issues or problem that you need some guidance on, and I'd be happy to work with you on that. The call-in number is 800-930-2819, and every caller gets a free 30-minute individual session with me, and I do all my work by phone or Skype, so it doesn't matter where you are. So if you want a free session as well as some help on air, give a call at 800-930-2819. We're going to go ahead and take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health. Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
In your sleep, uh-oh, things you never say to me, uh-oh, tell me.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how even positive change and change that we're choosing in our lives can be stressful and what to do about it. And we're also taking your calls for any coaching that you might need with a problem or issue, and you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And I know we do have some callers waiting, so Benny, who do we have?
Yes, we'll take Kathy calling in from Seattle. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Good. How are you?
I'm well. So before we start, what is something in your life that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for being able to communicate my passions with others and connecting.
Good for you. That's great. And what is it that you'd like a little help with?
That's actually exactly why I'm calling in. I'm a crystal energy healer, and lately I've been kind of having changes in my life with struggling to find my voice as a healer. When I'm able to connect with others, you know, I'm just flowing and carefree. But yesterday I did a house clearing for my friend's mom, and, you know, I just can't tell the difference between when somebody is ready to hear something versus when I have to kind of cut back and tailor it to that individual because they're either not ready to hear it or they need to hear it in a sugar-coated way, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right, I do.
I've been good at being straightforward and looking at holistically and being mindful and aware of my word choice and my tone. But lately, because of all the new energies I've been experiencing, like yesterday I had a flow of hot energy through me in one part in the house. I didn't quite know what it was, and it took me by surprise. And I think they were a little bit freaked out by what I was experiencing, and I didn't know what it was until I said, hey, I have to take a step out and see what this is. But I could tell that I was instilling fear in them, or they had a fear reaction to me. And I sometimes kind of close down and shut that part of me. And so I'm just kind of at a loss, because something I love doing, communicating with others and connecting, it's changing and shifting, and it's unknown territory. Can you please help me with this?
Well, I will do the best I can to help you with that. So, when you look back on what happened yesterday, in retrospect, would you have done anything differently?
I think I would have grounded and centered myself more.
Okay. So to begin with, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or when that experience happened?
Exactly. Because it took me by surprise.
Right. And, you know, and I mean, I want to start out by saying that my my perspective on things is that when in doubt, be authentic. And I appreciate what you're saying, too, that sometimes people are not ready to hear the depth of it, of whatever it is. And you have to kind of lead them down, you know, baby steps kind of thing. And so I do appreciate that, and I appreciate that you're sensitive to your clients in that way. Now, do you feel like now that you realize, okay, I could have grounded and centered better or more, is that something that you could have been aware of in that moment?
Yes.
Okay.
But I chose not to, I think, or at least I wasn't aware of it at that time.
Okay. Because, you know, part of what I'm thinking about is that it sounds like that you're in this place of your abilities or your sensitivities are expanding. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, yeah, it might be a little bit of a trial and error kind of period with how you're going to deal with that. And I do think that it's a great goal to have to be able to communicate and present the information in a way that the client can take it in. Mm-hmm. And I also think that it's part of where you're at right now, and this really is about change like we're talking about, is that you need to cut yourself a little bit of slack at not doing it perfectly.
Okay.
So I think that going back like we just did and saying, okay, what would I have done differently is a useful exercise from the perspective of being able to do it differently in the future, but not from the perspective of saying, I should have, and beating yourself up.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does. Thank you very much.
So, as long as we're talking about this, because this is really related to, you know, I was talking about my energy healer coming and doing the house healing with me. Would you like to share how people can find you if they want this kind of work done with you?
Yeah, so right now I live in Seattle, and I'm a Kriya Yoga teacher and a crystal energy healer. And you can contact me at kathy.pham@gmail.com, and that's kathy.pham@gmail.com. And thank you very much.
Well, you know, I always like to be able to, you know, things that I have found useful in my life, I like to share with other people as well. So I'm glad that you called in. Is there anything else that you want to touch upon before we say goodbye?
Yeah, it's just like being able to find I feel as if I'm stuck in the old paradigm and I'm shifting to a new one. Is there anything you can say for anyone, including myself, of an exercise, something to help keep us, I don't know, grounded, centered, and stable during these times of massive changes?
You know, the thing that immediately popped into my mind is something that even when it's not as large as a paradigm shift, but we can do on smaller scale as well, but it also works along the spectrum, is, you know, when we go through change, there is fear involved because it's fear of the unknown. We haven't been there before. We haven't done it before. And part of what I like to remind clients of is that in our bodies, chemically, fear and excitement have the same chemical reaction in our bodies. And so when you start to feel fearful about either the unknown or something's happening that's new for you and you don't feel in control of it, or, you know, it feels like eek, can you shift that feeling to one of excitement? Here's something new that I'm excited about.
Wow, that's actually a really good perspective. I think I'll try practicing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, I use that a lot myself when I remember, because we're not always good at remembering these things when we need them the most. And it really is very helpful. So, so try that and see how that works for you. And before you go, Kathy, something else that you're grateful for that you'd like to share?
I'm grateful that I can be real, raw, and authentic about my vulnerabilities and my dreams.
Good. Grateful that you can have your life purpose playing out. That's something that I'm grateful for you as well. So, well, thanks so much for your call, and wish you well.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes before a break, so we're not going to take another call just yet. But I do want to just come back to what I was talking about, kind of woven in with the Everything is Energy conversation, was this idea of being a highly sensitive person and the fact that, you know, this is something that I have come to understand about myself. And I want to share with you some of the ways or some of the, things that you might notice about yourself so that you can see, is this something that's happening for you? Are you a highly sensitive person and being affected by energies that don't belong to you? And for me, there's a whole list of things, and gosh, I wish I had the website name in front of me, which I don't, but you can Google highly sensitive person, and you'll get a list of things that are symptoms or indicators of this. I don't want to call it symptoms because that makes it sound like a disease, but indicators of it. And some of the things that I related to is that I'm easily overwhelmed by bright lights, crowds, loud noises, or strong smells. And this is part of what I've really been noticing as well since my move, being in social situations with larger groups of people. And to me, larger, I identify as like more than three, but, you know, maybe 10 people. I do start to feel overwhelmed and really kind of exhausted. And I notice that 2 hours is kind of my limit of being in that size of a social gathering. So another indicator is that you startle easily. So this could be, again, the loud noise thing, but, you know, that it really startles you. Another indicator is that you need to withdraw from the world after a busy day because you're feeling exhausted or overwhelmed. And this is one for me that didn't used to be true. And then when I changed careers and I became a psychotherapist and coach, and I was working with people and their energies all day long, it did start to affect me that way. And I felt kind of like I went from being an extrovert to being an introvert, because it was at the end of the day, I just needed to have that time alone to myself. But I've come to understand it doesn't have to do with extrovert or introvert. It has to do with this highly sensitive person thing. And then the other piece that I talked about for myself a little bit before is that other people's moods affect you. And that can come from this thing of not being able to, or not having learned yet how to set boundaries appropriately so that you aren't distinguishing what's yours and what is someone else's. So those are just a few things that might help you identify if you're a highly sensitive person. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about being an HSP and what some of the gifts are that go with it as well. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. If you want to call in and get some coaching after the break, the number is 800-930-2819. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
If you're lost in a alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been talking about making good changes or positive changes in our lives and how that can still be stressful and how you can manage that stress when those changes are going on. And the caller we just spoke to, Kathy, one of the things she asked about was with these really kind of quantum shifts that are going on for lots of us individually and in the world in general, are there ways that we can make that more easeful? And my suggestion to her and suggestion to you, and this works with all level of change, is that in our bodies, when we feel fear, that's the same chemical reaction as excitement. And so when you notice yourself feeling fearful about a change or a shift that's happening and it feels uncomfortable or it's unknown and you don't know, you know, what to expect, see if you can change that feeling of fear and name it excitement. I'm excited about this new thing that's happening, even though I don't know what it's going to look like. I know that it's going to be great, and I'm excited about it. So that's one tool that you can use to start making shifts and feel more easeful with these big changes that are going on in the world and in a lot of us individually right now. So I want to come back to talking about highly sensitive people and myself as an HSP a little bit more before we wrap up the show today. And, you know, I'm going to just tell you my story about how I discovered I was an HSP so that that might resonate for some of you who don't identify that way yet. And it might be, oh, have the light bulb go on and yeah, oh, I get that. And what happened for me where I really got it was about 2 years ago. I was at a 3-day mastermind out of town with the person who was my mentor for my business at the time. And it was a small group mastermind. There were only five of us. But at the end of the first day, and it was all day, it was like from, maybe it didn't start at 8, but 9 to 5, I went back to my hotel room, and I just started crying. I felt really overwhelmed and exhausted. And we were all meeting to go to dinner after that. We had like a break of maybe an hour where we went back to our rooms, and then we were meeting to go to dinner. So when we went to dinner, I was talking about what had happened. And my mentor said, oh, here's what I think is going on for you. And I don't remember if at the time she used the term HSP, but it came up for me again very soon after that. And she also gave me a technique that she has used in order to kind of shield herself in the world. And so I had that awareness, and I actually did some sessions with a hypnotherapist who specializes in working with HSPs. And about 2 months later, I was at another event with this mentor, and this one was big. There were probably 50 people in the room. And I was good. I was feeling fine. And then what happened was all of a sudden I wasn't feeling fine. And what I noticed was that there was a person who had come and sat right behind me who consciously I found to be kind of annoying. And I think energetically, she was someone who was, you've heard the phrase, sucked all the air out of the room. One of those kind of people. Well, she took up way more than her share of the space energetically. And at that point, I realized, okay, this is that HSP thing. And I also related back to a couple months earlier at the mastermind, there was a person in the room there, even though it was a very small gathering of only five people, who did the same thing. And so that was where I started really getting clarity around, number one, that I get really affected by other people's energy and certain people in particular, and that I'm not really good at shielding myself from it, and started learning some tools of how to do that. So if that's something that's going on for you, I really encourage you to look for some tools. You can go online and search for highly sensitive person or highly sensitive people, and you'll find lots of information online about it, and it'll probably give you some tools there as well. And there are certain practitioners that either specialize in it or just the nature of what they do lends itself to that. And so as I said, I saw a hypnotherapist who specializes in it. She's in the Seattle area, so you can look that up. My energy healer I work with, just the nature of what we do, a lot of that is setting boundaries energetically. And so that has helped me really deal with it a lot as well. And so I encourage you, if you feel like you get easily overwhelmed by other people, that would be something to look into that would help you just feel more easeful in those kinds of situations, as well as helping you know what is yours and what isn't yours. Because who wants to deal with other people's stuff? We got enough of our own stuff to deal with without taking on everybody else's. So before we wrap up the show for today, I do just want to share a few pieces of information with you. So I have on my website a free report called Top 5 Ways to Get Unstuck. And I want to just remind you that that's there. It's on the homepage. So if you go to the lauralonglyshow.com and then click on home, it takes you to the homepage for my coaching practice. And this is down at the bottom on the homepage, and you can sign up for that. You get it immediately as a PDF in your email. You get a link to that. I think you can download it as well. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because my whole mission in life here is really to help you get unstuck from that place that you don't want to be and start making those shifts and changes in your life. And so this little report will give you lots of good information on tools that you can try on your own and see if it helps for you. The other thing I want to remind you is that my coaching practice now is really very focused on helping you figure out what you're here on earth to do, what your life purpose is, and then how do I use that information when I'm feeling stuck or when I'm feeling stressed or when things just aren't working well for me? Knowing your life purpose can really be a huge help in dealing with any issues and obstacles in your life. And so I offer a free 15-minute consultation where we'll talk about what it is that you need. And then I'll tell you what I have to offer that might fit that, or if I feel like something else is a better fit for you, I'm happy to make referrals as well. And so you can get a free initial consultation. You can sign up right online. When you go to the lauralongleyshow.com, in the banner at the top of the page, you'll see something that says, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, you know, are you struggling with your life purpose? I think that's what it says. And if you go there, you can just sign up right away to get that free 15-minute consultation. And I do all my sessions by phone or Skype, so it doesn't matter where in the world you are. We can figure it out and find a time to connect. And I just want to remind everyone also that gratitude, to me, is the biggest way to start making shifts in our lives. If we're unhappy where we are, start practicing gratitude for what you do have. And I would give you an assignment for the next week at bedtime. Write down five things each day. Write down five things for which you're grateful and see how that makes a shift in your life. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening and thank Kathy for calling in and sharing her experience, so that all of you could benefit by her experience as well. And I want to thank all of you for listening each week. I'm really happy to connect with you in this way. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.